This is Spencer Chase here at the 84th National FFA Convention, and you're here with Seth Pratt, the newly elected Western Region Vice President from the state of Idaho. And Seth, just what's your reaction? What does it feel like to be a newly elected national officer?
To be completely and frankly honest, I still don't believe that this is real. I got to go back down on the floor and hug my family and friends. And even now, 15 or 20 minutes later, the reality of our situation hasn't sunk in.
Well, as an outside observer, I can assure you that it is real. And congratulations, by the way, Seth. Let's go back to the very beginning of your FFA career. What was it that made you want to join this great organization?
I was really fortunate to have a father that was an agriculture teacher, and he was so for 12 years. And I grew up understanding the benefits of agricultural education and especially membership in the FFA. And so my first day of agriculture class, joining FFA was one of my first priorities.
So you mentioned your first day in agriculture class, and on that, what is the first experience that you really remember in FFA?
I remember going to the Blackfoot High School to register for classes, and as we walked across the parking lot, a fellow stopped me and said, "You look like someone that would enroll in an agriculture class." I said, "Yes, I suppose I'm your man. Who are you?" He said, "My name is Boone Carter, and I'll be your agriculture teacher this year."
Very good. So when did you decide that you wanted to step up that involvement and run for the chapter, state, and national officer levels?
As I attended FFA conferences in our district and in the state of Idaho, I was truly inspired by the relationships that I developed with student leaders and what I saw them do on stage and in relationships with my fellow FFA members, and decided that if they can make that type of a difference, maybe I can too. So let's give it a shot.
And Seth, in talking to you before the interview started, you mentioned that you did come from a family farm background and so obviously have a deep appreciation for agriculture. You know, why is that? What makes you love this industry?
I love agriculture, I think, because I love people. And when you realize that every single person on the face of this planet needs to sit down to 3 meals a day, you realize how important agriculture is. It's always had an atmosphere of significance for me, and every day I spend, whether that's producing food back home at the ranch or advocating agriculture with consumers, I feel that I've done something significant for my fellow man.
Okay, and being a newly elected national officer means being part of a newly elected national officer team. Now, what are some goals that you have for both yourself as an individual, but your newly elected national officer team in this upcoming year?
The fact of the matter is, we've been a team now for about 20 minutes. But over the past week, me and the other candidates, I've had the chance to spend a lot of time with them and know that we all come to this team with the attitude of improvement for National FFA, and also understanding that we come from states where we maybe don't understand National FFA's priorities. We look forward to learning about what the National FFA expects of a national officer team. And as we all work together this year, we can accomplish the things that National FFA and agriculture education has identified as priorities.
Okay, and getting to this level of being a national officer, it needs a lot of help from those on the outside. You know, who do you consider to be your role models?
My largest role models in life are Mark, my father, and Wendy, my mother. And the reason I say that is that they started me from the very beginning with a passion for excellence, an appreciation for my neighbors and my friends, and conveyed to me that I need to be an asset for our world, whether that's reaching out to friends, other FFA members, or adults and mentors that have made a difference in my life. If I were to pick two of those people, my father and my mother are at the top of the list.
Very good, Seth. And throughout the next year, as I'm sure you're very well aware of, you'll be traveling over 100,000 miles, visiting 40 states, and sharing a lot with FFA members. What is that one message that you're really going to look to share personally with those FFA members?
On a personal level, I look to share the message that you really can make a difference in this world. And we all, every single person, is engaged every day with the pursuit of happiness. It drives our decisions, our motives, our ideals, our morals, and our values. And the way to experience true happiness is to make a difference. And that can be done in this world if it's through agriculture especially, because every single person in the United States of America depends upon it.
That was Seth Pratt, the newly elected Western Region Vice President at the 84th National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.